Here are a few examples of these patterns. As you listen, try to put aside what you hear in terms of pitch and resonance and focus your attention on phrasing, pacing, vocal dynamics, and fluency. First, we have a male voice. Eric is 38 years old, and his passion is car racing.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Pretty typically male voice, huh?
The flat inflection, the clipped words, the mumbly articulation.
Now let's listen to a young woman's voice. Megan is a 20-year-old college student.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes the raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Did you hear the greater pitch inflection? Did you notice that Megan had a smoother, flowing voice, although she spoke rather quickly? There wasn't that choppy, staccato rhythm.
Now let's listen to Eric and Megan again. This time, instead of reading, they'll talk about something. As you may know, conversational speaking is so different from structured speaking, like reading a paragraph.
Let's make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Walk to the fridge, take out your bread and jelly. Approach your pantry, take out your bread and a clean butter knife. Spread your peanut butter on one side of the bread and spread jelly on the other side of the bread. Sandwich the two pieces together, putting the peanut butter and the jelly on the inside, and enjoy.
When making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I go to the fridge and get out some wheat bread, get a clean knife from the drawer, go to my pantry and get peanut butter, usually creamy, strawberry jelly from the fridge, put the peanut butter on one side, spread jelly on the other side, put it together, and enjoy.